This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, a good Friday morning to you, and welcome to 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston WCHS from the Parmar Stores Studios. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Ruth Pharmacy, text 304-935-5008. Kayla Murphy serving as our producer today. 580 Live brought to you in part by the Thornhill Auto Group. Time for the all-new Thornhill Toyota National Sales Event. You can visit them online, thornhilltoyotawv.com, or in person at the Thornhill Motor Mile, US 119 in Chapmanville. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. It's Friday, and we don't like to get into a whole lot of too serious things. Things that are too serious, I guess I should say, on Friday. So Woody Woods from our sister station, 98.7 to B, is going to join us in the second segment. He's actually going to talk about an activity that's going on in the area. You played kickball when you were a kid in elementary school. I know that. But it's back, and this is an adult kickball league, and it's a really, really big deal in Charleston. Woody's going to join us to talk about that. Plus, we're going to keep Woody around to talk about some other things as well. But it is Friday, which means we welcome in our 580 Live Taylor Books Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week, sponsored by our friends at Taylor Books. Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association is with us. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Thank you for being in the studio today. We've been away from the studio for one reason or another a little bit, but you're back, and you've got with us JoJo. Now, if you want to see JoJo's picture, go to Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and also at Dave870 on Twitter. JoJo is, did he decide to take a little nap here as he laid down on us here?
Yep, he's laid down right beside of me.
JoJo is a very, very sweet boy. He's 8 years old. He is neutered and ready to go home, fully sponsored, Hannah. So, in effect, he's free. Tell us JoJo's story.
Yes, so JoJo had an owner, but the owner has passed away, so he ended up with us at the shelter because he didn't have any other family that could take him, and he has just been an all-around sweet boy ever since. They had mentioned to us that he was housebroken, but as far as we've seen, that's true, but it could be different whenever you take him into a home.
And that's not uncommon. I mean, right. You say that dogs are housebroken, but they get to a new territory, and sometimes they have to...
It takes some time to get used to your routine and everything like that. But yeah, he is fully sponsored. Somebody sponsored him. Nice enough for that. He is so sweet. He's 8 years old. He's probably the most lovable thing. He rides super well in cars. Mm-hmm. He sat up in the back seat of my car on the way here and then just laid right down and lay there the whole time. So he's great for that, too.
Now, you were telling me that JoJo probably not very good with other dogs, or at least calmer dogs is what you need. Is that right?
Yeah, he would be fine with the calmer dogs. He's good. He's in playgroups and stuff. He's not a really rambunctious kind of dog.
He's older, too.
Yeah,
he's older.
Yeah, maybe not so much cats. He's not really friendly with the cats, but he's a more calm dog kind of.
So
kind
dogs
of guy.
Would be okay as long as they're kind of like him, kind of laid back chill. And chill. Yeah,
yep.
Dogs would be okay. What about with kids?
He seems to do well with kids. Of course, we always advise caution whenever any dog is taken home because you never know their backstory. But as far as we've seen in our care, he does great with kids, great with people. He loves attention. So,
and he's a little bit of everything. We were all talking out in the hallway trying to figure out exactly what kind of dog he is.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of everything. Give us a couple of the top five that he's got in it.
He looks for sure like a golden lab. Maybe even some type of bigger dog, like a Dane or something, but definitely lab. He is yellow, that yellow golden. He's got some little bit of white on him, and he's older, so he's got a little bit of gray, but you know, that just adds character.
Well, that's what I tell myself every day, is that it just adds character. He would be a great dog for whom?
Yes, a couch potato. Maybe somebody with even just a small yard, because he does like to go out and kind of play out in the yard, but he does it for maybe like 10 minutes and then he's done.
Well, yeah, he's old. He's like me. I noticed when you pulled up out here, I went out and met you to kind of help you into the building a little bit, and he does pretty well on the leash. He's a bigger dog, so obviously it's going to be a little bit more difficult on the leash just because of his size, but overall you seem to handle him pretty well. You're not a very big person, but you do this professionally, though.
Right, so he does really, really well on the leash, but if he gets distracted by something, he'll kind of tug just like a tiny bit, but he doesn't try to pull you or anything.
And just because of his size, Hannah, he probably needs a bigger house. I mean, I would think, because, you know, just he's going to knock things over.
Yeah, he needs room. He's definitely a bigger dog. And he, since he is a bigger dog, he does stay hot. So
you can probably hear him. But if you're wondering, that's not me panting in here. That's actually the dog that's panting in here. He does, he does pant quite heavily. You can probably... I was going to see if you could hear that. Yeah, you could probably hear that. But beautiful dog. I mean, he really, really is. And if you're looking for a pet that would be good, as you said, for somebody. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine earlier who's a dog person. And he and I were talking about having dogs that were older. And he and his wife adopted an older dog from a shelter. And everybody seems, it's just, I guess, like with kids, everybody wants the new ones. You know, they want the babies. But there is something to be said for the older dogs like this.
Yes. The senior dogs definitely have a place in all of the shelter staff's heart, because they, you know, they're just as good as the puppies, and, you know, they've had a full life already, and you never know what you're getting into. So it's understandable when people come in and they're like, you know, I want a puppy. But the older ones usually are some of our best ones. They just kind of lay around, and they're easy to care for.
Right. His chewing days are probably behind him, as far as like chewing on the pillows and things of that nature. That's probably not going to happen. I mean, when you brought him into the studio, he walked around in circles for a little bit, but now he's just chilled out, laid on the floor, panting over here.
Oh, yeah. And he stays in our executive director's front office. He stays there for the past couple of days, he has, and he just lays. They have a bed in there for him. He just lays. He gets spoiled, so he's one of the ones that gets spoiled. They all get spoiled, but he definitely does too.
So we'll get back to JoJo in a minute. What are the other needs of the shelter right now? Because I know you always got needs. What do you got?
We actually have a wish list on our website, which is adoptcharleston.com. And if you go to donations, the donations tab, on the left, then it'll give you a wish list for Chewy, Amazon, and then just a general list that you can just go out and bring yourself to the shelter. Soap, Dawn soap, we need blankets, towels, all of the everything. We don't really use like dog beds because they just tear them up.
Mm-hmm.
But like bigger blankets and stuff like that we give to them.
And I think that's important that we bring that out, Hannah, and because what happens is sometimes people, they love animals, but either they're all animaled up. You said you've got like six dogs. I got two cats. Yeah. My two cats are enough for me. But they want to help, but they can't always adopt. They can't always. So there's financial things available. But if you just want to run by your local store and pick up some of these things and drop them off the shelter and give you guys a call, that's another way that people can help that love animals.
Yeah, we have, of course, you know, you can come up and adopt. You can come up and foster if you have the time, but maybe you don't want to commit to one forever. And then you also can come up and volunteer. We have a bunch of stuff to do for volunteering. And then we also have, you know, if you just want to come up and donate in any kind of way. And if you can't donate, just get on our Facebook and spread the word.
Sharing the pictures of the animals would definitely help out. It would definitely help out.
Yes.
Something I want to ask you about, speaking of volunteering, I know that we're into the graduation season now, but kids that are coming up through schools, middle schools and whatever, they are required to do so much community service. Is that something that you're willing to work with the parents on getting those kids up there? That constitutes community service, I would guess?
Yeah, so we do community service for any type of reason. It could be for school. It could be for, you know, parole officer. I mean, it could be anything. Any kind of community service that you need, you can come up and do. We do have, if you are 16 and up, you can come by yourself. But if you're under 16, you have to have a parent or guardian with you, but you can still come. They don't even have to volunteer. They can just kind of hang out with you.
Mm-hmm.
But we have tons of stuff to do.
And I say that because, again, over the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years or whatever, they have required that students have so many community service hours in order to graduate from public schools. And that would be a great thing to do, especially if you have a child, your student is an animal lover. I mean, that would be a great thing for them to do. And you can just contact the shelter about that, right?
Yeah, we always get a lot of college students who need it as well. So okay. High school students can come. They're more than welcome to come.
All right. JoJo is walking over to the microphone right now. I think JoJo actually wants to be on the air. So we're going to go ahead and let you go, Hannah. I appreciate you being here today. JoJo, again, how big would you say? And you can see the pictures. Again, they're posted on Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and also on Twitter at Dave A70. If you had to guess a weight, what would you guess? Because he's a pretty big dog.
I would say he's probably around like 70, 80 pounds.
Okay. Pretty good sized dog. But he is housebroken. Mm-hmm. He's neutered, and he's free because he's been sponsored. So somebody can come get this dog today. And again, go to Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and also at Dave A70 on Twitter, and you can take a look at the dog. Story is his original owner passed away. No other family members were willing to take him in. He would be a great dog. If you're looking for a napping companion on some of these lazy summer days, JoJo would be the dog for you. Hold on, before we will let you go ahead, I do have a question. Do you guys prefer items in donations or cash? Somebody texted him.
They're equal, honestly. Okay. Cash is great. It goes to just a general donation fund for us to use for the dogs,
for
whatever's needed. And then donations, like physical donations, just go to wherever, you know, whatever you buy.
Okay.
And we have the specific dog food that we use for our kennel dogs and kennel cats and stuff like that. But if you bring any kind of food and it's not the kind that we use, then it just goes out. We disperse it up and send it out to the public who needs help.
All right. Well, Hannah, as always, I appreciate you being here. We appreciate our friends at Taylor Books. They are a sponsor of our 580 Live Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week. And it's JoJo this week. Taylor Books has thousands of books for all ages, plus fine art, craft gallery, cafe, live music every Friday and Saturday, too. If you need more information, just stop by and see him at 226 Capitol Street in downtown Charleston, Taylor Books. JoJo did fantastic today. Let's get JoJo a home. JoJo is the pictures posted. Dave Allen Radio and at Dave A70 on Twitter. Go check out JoJo. Hannah, as always, I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Back after this, Woody Woods is here. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses live to make life better for you and your family.
You want it? Click it.
Reserve it and drive it.
Buy it at Thornhill.
Buy it at Thornhill.
Buy it at Thornhill.
That's right. Getting your new vehicle just got easier.
Visit any of our 6 locations and get a personalized experience in preferencing your next new vehicle.
Tag one of our pre-built invoices.
Or let's customize your exact features with our easy built-to-order process.
All we have to offer with shopping ease at ThornhillAutomotive.com.
Tag your new ride.
Tag your new ride.
Tag your new ride.
Tag your new ride
on a Thornhill Motor Mile.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside. But Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
The storied Greenbrier Resort, the illustrious Dorothy Draper. Join internationally known best-selling author Joy Calloway at Taylor Books Thursday, May 26th at 6 p.m. to hear more about her new historical novel, The Grand Design. Step into 1908 and 1946 as The Grand Design tells the story of famed designer Dorothy Draper and how the Greenbrier and the love she found there as a young woman influenced her bold shift from Gilded Age heiress to world-renowned decorator. Get more information at TaylorBooks.com.
My name is Jerry Coleman, and I'm from Kanawha County, West Virginia, and I was diagnosed with black lung in 2008. Black lung benefits help miners in West Virginia.
The funding for black lung benefits was slashed last year. As Congress considers a new budget bill, it's time to include a long-term extension of the excise tax on coal companies to protect benefits.
So we're counting on you, Joe.
Visit blacklungkills.org to help. Paid for by Blue Green Alliance.
Filler Up Fridays at Mardi Gras Casino and Resort. Each Friday, we'll be drawing 4 winners hourly from 6 to 9 p.m. to win free play and up to $100 in free gas. At 10 p.m., one lucky winner will take home a grand prize valued at over $1,000 in cash, gas, and casino prizes, free fun, and fuel. Fridays at Mardi Gras. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
.923, we're teaming up with Pappy's Air Comfort to keep you cool this summer with the Pappy's Air Comfort Cool Word of the Day. Listen this hour each day between 7 and 8 during the morning news for the Cool Word of the Day. Make note of it and then listen for your time to call in, and you could win yourself a new HVAC system valued at $14,000 from Pappy's Air Comfort. Some restrictions apply. Complete rules available at WCHSnetwork.com. Sears Mighty Men Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today. The man, the myth, the legend. Legend, Woody Woods.
I'm all that.
From our sister station, 98.7 to beat. I like the hat.
Thank you,
brother.
You're
wearing a West Virginia versus everybody hat.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
That's how we feel, baby.
My alma mater, Logan High School, had t-shirts that said Logan versus everybody.
I like it. Won the state championship, too, with those t-shirts.
We're gonna win the, because the boys got bounced in the first round.
Talking about the girlies.
and the baseball team has a great chance.
Nice.
This year, great chance. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to jinx them. They have a great chance this year to win. How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Did you get to see JoJo out in the hall?
I heard all about JoJo.
What do you think about JoJo? You need JoJo in your life, man.
JoJo a little bit too big for me.
He's a good-sized dog.
Yeah. I got kids, though, man. I got 5 kids. I already got a lot of mouths to feed, bro. So it's tough feeding JoJo, too, bro.
Yeah. But JoJo's at that age where, you know, he's 8 years old. He just really pretty much wants to nap.
Think you should take JoJo.
I got cats, man.
Oh, does that work? Like dogs and cats in the same household?
Well, this dog and this cat, from what Hannah told me, this dog does not do well with cats.
Oh, okay.
He's great with other dogs, great with kids, housebroken, the whole deal, but he's not a cat fan. And right. With my schedule and my wife's schedule, having a dog is just really not too conducive. We're, cats are kind of self-contained. Our cats never leave the house. As I told the story before, they have no desire to go outside. They both came in as strays on cold winter nights. You could open up that door for 2 days, and those cats are looking at it going,
I
ain't going out there. Now, one cat is fascinated by the birds. He'll sit there and chirp at the birds all day, but the other one's just old and just is over your stuff. He just doesn't care.
Nice. Somebody will get JoJo, though.
I think JoJo. And we have a great run going. Last week we had a dog and a cat on. The cat got adopted. I still tell the story of a dog named Crouton. We had a dog named Crouton, big old dog, bigger than JoJo, and Crouton got adopted by a family in St. Albans, and they said that he's adapted very well in there. Everybody loves him. The bad thing was he whimpered when the grandkids left. He cried when the grandkids, and he ate all the enchiladas.
Hey, it happens.
helped himself to a plate of enchiladas.
It happens.
It's all good. All right, so you're here, though. I ask you to come in to talk about a few things. One of those is kickball.
Kickball is
here, right? Now, kickball is something we all played in grade school, okay? And I remember it very well. But this is an adult kickball league. And this thing, and I actually was listening the other day to you.
Uh-huh.
I was on the road, and I was listening to your interview. You did my man, Wes Page.
Yes,
Wes and I have been friends for a number of years.
Sweet.
And he's like, the commissioner, president of the league or whatever. I heard your interview on your station, 98.7 The Beat, and you guys were all excited about this. Tell us about adult kickball.
Man, it's been going on 10 years. Charleston Kickball Association. This year, I think we're playing over at Lately Field, if I'm not mistaken. Sometimes at Power Park, sometimes at Lately Field. I think we're at Lately Field this year. It's just fun time, man. It's you meet a lot of new people because, you know, you got your own circle of people that you usually hang out with all your life.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like a melting pot. You meet a lot of new people. And it's fun. You get to drink adult beer because this is an adult league. You get to meet new people. And it's co-ed. It's not just like the ringers up there. Like guys would – I got a guy that can kick the ball across the field. But it's co-ed. And the girls really is the key to the league. If you got good girls, you probably win this league. So,
And why is that?
Because the girls – every you got to play four girls on the field. Mm-hmm. Then you can't have like two kickers. That's you only can do two guy kickers. Then it got to be a girl. Two guy kickers, then a girl. So you can't just like stack your lineup at the top with all guys and have the girls get the bottom. No, it's very important, especially with the four girls in the field. So we get to play 10 in the field, and four of them must be girls.
All right.
Yeah.
So what are the basic rules of kickball? Because I haven't played since like 1978. So you're going to tell me what are the basic rules? I mean, it's pretty much like baseball, right?
It's same thing. Only thing a little bit different with kickball is you start off with a strike and a ball. And a foul ball, you can strike out with a foul ball. So you really got to be careful how you kick the ball because, you know, if you just be up there all day fouling, it takes all day. Each game is about 45 minutes to an hour. Mm-hmm. That's about different. That's the only difference it is. And it's all ages, man. 21. It's a team called OFF. I can't tell you what it stands for, but
doesn't matter.
Yeah, old people. It's 65-year-olds out there, man. It's all for fun. It's a lot of stuff happening this year. I mean, this summer in Charleston. So, hey, get out, get some exercise, get to meet some new people, and it's a fun event.
So, if people come to you and they already, how many are on a team? Let me ask you that. How many are on a team?
You must have 15, but you can have up to. I got 20 on my team because my team sometimes don't like to show up. last year, I had to play a semi championship game with 8 people, so yeah. I stacked it a little bit this year.
Well, how did you do?
We came up in the semifinals, lost 3-2.
Okay,
we would have won if we got our own team. Well, if we had our whole team, we win it easy. But. All right.
So how do you go about getting the teams? I mean, this is something I heard you talk about with Wes on your show the other day. It could be your coworkers, it could be your family members.
However, 15 friends. Like, it can be 15 friends. Most of the time, I'll be like, yo, Dave, you know anybody want to play kickball? Yeah. Then that person will be like, you know anybody? Well, let's get in a group chat and let's put this team together. Or if you don't have 15 people or more, you can become a free agent. You can sign up. I think it's chskickball.com. And you can sign up to be a free agent where you get drafted on a team that already has a team. Mm-hmm. So everyone's welcome. If you're 21 and over and you can run the first base, you can crawl the first base. You're welcome, man. What Wes and I'm doing over there is an awesome thing, man. It's a lot
how
of
this whole thing. How did this whole thing come about? I mean, somebody just said, you know what, let's go play kickball. How did the whole thing happen?
I only been around for 8 years of it. I wasn't here for the first 2 years, but I heard about it. I said, kickball? I got to get in part of kickball. So, actually, Monica Kessel put a team together, and I was on her team, and we was bad, bro. We was the Bad News Bears. Like, I'm talking about we was bad.
Bad meaning bad, not bad meaning good.
Yeah, you get the rap song, baby, on CHS. Yeah, we were bad. So, and I ventured off and got my own team about 6 years ago. We're pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
So what is the skill level? I mean, when you're looking for people on your team, what makes a good kickball player?
Smile and have fun. Like, yeah, have fun. Like, it's competitive, but it's really about fun, man. It's really get outside, get some exercise, and hang out with it's over at Lately Field. There's 70 people there watching you play kickball. Like, you get to relive your younger age, and you got crowds out there clapping, people, parents and girlfriends and boyfriends and kids show up. It's fun times. Then you can drink beer. So
yeah, well, what could go wrong there?
Right.
have you suffered any injuries while you're out there? Because you're a younger guy. I mean,
no, I'm 42, man.
Well, but you're 10 years younger than me, so keep that in mind. So.
I haven't. I seen a guy in the playoff 2 years pop his Achilles, and I'm like, oh God,
that's a painful injury.
Man, and you heard it too. Man. But usually it's pretty cool. That's the only one I've seen, and that scares you a little bit. Like, that's scary. You see somebody pop that Achilles. But luckily, we had a nurse on our team and a doctor on their team.
Wow, okay.
And
you're ready to go.
Yeah, he was good. They wrapped him up and took him off on a cart, and we kept playing.
just give him a beer. He'll be all right.
Yes, sir.
Give him a beer. I don't know whether you are aware of this or not, but Caitlin Murphy, my producer, Caitlin was quite a soccer star in high school.
Well, she would be very good.
And I'm trying to talk to her. I said, Caitlin, I said, you really need to go do this. But she claims at the age of 23 that she's a has-been because of all of her soccer injuries. Caitlin needs to come out of retirement. What do you think, Woody?
24.
Okay, I always say 23. You'll always be 23 to me.
But I have the knees of probably a 50-year-old man. I had a bad injury. I broke a bone in my knee. And the way it healed, they couldn't do surgery. So he was like, you're probably going to have arthritis in your knee by 30.
But you get 65-year-olds out there playing, Caitlin.
Yeah, we do.
So
I don't know.
I'll come see you play. If you play.
That's not incentivizing.
Answer that phone, girl. I think it would be fun. All right, let me see. Text says, are there kickball teams for kids? Would be a great way to get kids outside. I'm sure there are, but not with this particular league.
Not with this league. Yeah, that's an adult league. That is a great idea, though. Whoever text or call, they probably can put that together. And Wes will help them. Wes got this thing down pat. Like, he got the website, he got the rules, he got the referees, he got everything, man. Wes do a great. He got a board of directors.
So they're doing it right. This is not just like a, you know, just throwing it together. I mean, it's done right. What is the entry fee? Is there an entry
$30,
fee?
$30. You get a T-shirt, and we all hang out at the red carpet afterwards. It's just a great, great thing to meet new people in Charleston, meet old people like you haven't seen in a while, and it's just a good thing. It happened Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, so it shouldn't affect your weekends. So.
I think it would be good. I mean, I think I would enjoy just going watching.
It's fun, brother.
Is gambling allowed? Can you gamble?
Gambling allowed in West Virginia? Yeah, we got casinos.
Absolutely. I was kidding about that, by the way. So to answer the question on this particular league, no, because there are adult beverages and things of that nature. But I'm sure if you get with Wes, maybe even inquire on the website that you mentioned earlier, maybe we can maybe there are kickball leagues
available. Yeah, I bet Wes know. I bet you know.
Wes is off playing golf somewhere today, when I talked to him earlier. All right, let's take a phone call here. Jim, you're on with Woody and Dave and Caitlin. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Jim. What's up?
Mr. Woody, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How about yourself?
Well, just fine. I got to meet Mr. Woody the last live.
Jim, you there? Jim, are you there with us?
How about now?
All right, now there you go. So you got to meet Woody live on the levee. Is that what you said?
Yeah. And somebody else didn't make it. You know, I knew they were busy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Woody, where would the kickball, if the league got started in Charleston and grew, would it be at Power Park?
Would it be at Power Parks? What he's saying, if you outgrow, I don't know, you probably wouldn't outgrow lately, though, would you?
Yeah, it started off with 8 teams. Now we got 27 teams. So that's why they added an extra day. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So it's pretty big. It's a pretty big league. You got 27 teams out there competing, playing kickball. And Lakely Field is pretty big. They do two fields. They do one on the end zone, like the Capitol side, and they do one on the other side. It's two fields we play at the same time.
Yeah.
Are you there, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, so did that answer your question?
Is Magic Island too small for that?
Yeah, I don't know how you regulate Magic Island for, like, the kickball. I think
that Laidley is probably the optimal place to have it for right now.
It is, because you got parking. It's gated.
Centrally located, too. Very convenient for everybody right off the interstate.
Yep.
All right, Jim, we appreciate
have
you.
Have a great weekend.
Appreciate
you. Too, Jim.
All right, thanks a lot. 25 minutes away from 10. Phone calls to 580 Live, a service of Sears Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Live streaming at 580 Live, brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com or call 304-925-1333. Texting services provided by Fruith Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. All right, Woody, now you're a guy I know that, and by the way, hats off to you on your fitness journey, man.
Man, because I gained 20 pounds the last time I was there. It was tough.
But from when I started doing this show 2 years ago and really got to know you and you came in, you may have had a little setback or whatever you want to call it, but overall, you've done pretty well for yourself,
well,
my friend.
Thank you, man. I'm trying to live. I got kids, man. I'm trying to live. I didn't live the fat life. I'm still fat. Don't get it messed up. But I didn't live the unhealthy life for a long time. Now I was trying to turn a little corner.
You're still carrying that big giant jug of water around there, right?
Got it. I'm at 5 p.m. on my water, so I'm ahead of time.
This water, I mean, this is something, man. I may have to get a picture of that and post it up on social media. This jug. So you drink one of those jugs a day?
Try to get two out. You know, every time you pee, you lose weight.
Uh-huh. Well, so, if you drink that much water, you're not going to have time for a radio show. You're peeing right now, as a matter of fact. All right, we're going to take a break. Woody's going to stick around with us a little bit. It's Friday fun. By the way, Woody, this is my final day. I'm on vacation next week. So,
let's talk about where you're going. We'll get it. Yeah,
we can talk about that. Plus, I want to bring this up, something to think about during the break. Earlier this week, this is graduation season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, earlier this week when I had on Wednesday, I had Pushkin on, and I had Millie Snyder speaking of nutrition. I had Millie Snyder on, and I asked them the question both if they had any advice to give to graduates entering adulthood what would that be? I am very interested to hear what Woody Woods will be, what his advice will be, and we'll get to that, and we'll get to your phone calls, too. How about we talk about a little Charleston Dirty Birds here real quick? The Dirty Birds have been on the road since, like, 1928. I think they're finally going to come home here real soon, and they got a lot of cool things planned for when they come home. Just go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com. Charleston Dirty Birds are your hometown team. We're back after this. 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for supporting local small businesses.
You want it? Click it.
Reserve it and drive it.
Buy it at Thornhill.
Buy it at Thornhill.
Buy it at Thornhill.
That's right. Getting your new vehicle just got easier.
Visit any of our 6 locations and get a personalized experience in preferencing your next new vehicle.
Tag one of our pre-built invoices.
Or let's customize your exact features with our easy built-to-order process.
All we have to offer with shopping ease at ThornhillAutomotive.com.
Tag your new ride.
Tag your new ride.
Tag your new ride.
Tag your new ride.
On the Thornhill Motor Mile.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX by Tel on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill minder. RX by Tel does that for free with RX by Pack. Visit RX by Tel on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
Be happy and call Pappy. Be happy, call Pappy.
The Pappy's Air Comfort cool word of the day is
Pappy's high efficiency.
Tune in between 4 and 5 this afternoon and listen for the cool word of the day. Then be the first to call 304-345-5858 and repeat the word to be entered to win with Pappy's Air Comfort Cool Word Summer Giveaway on 580 WCHS.
Be happy, call Pappy.
The storied Greenbrier Resort, the illustrious Dorothy Draper. Join internationally known best-selling author Joy Calloway at Taylor Books Thursday, May 26th at 6 p.m. to hear more about her new historical novel, The Grand Design. Step into 1908 and 1946 as The Grand Design tells the story of famed designer Dorothy Draper and how the Greenbrier and the love she found there as a young woman influenced her bold shift from Gilded Age heiress to world-renowned decorator. Get more information at TaylorBooks.com.
Presented by RX by Tel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RXbyTel.com.
Twenty minutes away from 10, Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858, Fruit Pharmacy Text, 304-935-5008 from the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. Woody Woods, with us. We were talking about a little kickball. I am going to be on vacation next week. Jeff Jenkins will be hosting the show Monday and Tuesday, and then Dale Cooper will be in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So be nice to them.
I will.
Listener, not you, the listeners. Be nice to them.
I listen too.
I know you do.
Yeah, I
know. That. You're a frequent listener.
I'm
and occasionally, yeah, you're a P1, as we say in the radio business.
Yeah.
And occasionally I get a text from you on my personal phone about things, and I frequently read them.
Where are you going?
I am actually, believe it or not, being a West Virginian, I have never been to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina in my life. Never. And I am making my first ever trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I know it's what people say, how can you do? Next you're going to tell me you don't eat biscuits and gravy. There's a story there because, you know, growing up in the coal fields, everybody went two places on vacation. They either went to Smith Mountain Lake or they went to Myrtle Beach. My dad was a workaholic. He was one of those guys that did not take off work. I mean, for anything. He did not believe in vacations. He worked vacations. Miner's vacation was a thing in southern West Virginia because literally the coal mines would shut down for 2 weeks. My dad worked those 2 weeks. He was a purchasing agent for a coal company. It's when he got caught up on stuff.
Gotcha.
And so he did not. My dad did not attend my high school graduation. And he also was not there when I was born because he was working. He would not take off work. Not that it's affected me any or anything, but nonetheless, Caitlin always says, "Yeah, it really affected you." But no, he was a great guy. But no, we weren't really vacation type people. Now my wife, her family, they went to Myrtle Beach a lot. But my first ever trip to Myrtle Beach. Have you been there?
Yes.
All right.
Who haven't?
Me.
Me. It's okay. I mean, no, I don't want to ruin it for you. You're going to have a ball. It's going to be fun. Your wife's going to show you around Myrtle Beach. Age of what, 48?
I'm 52. I'll be 52 in September.
Good God almighty. Yeah. It's okay.
I don't know. I don't like the way this is sounding, man.
I don't want to ruin it for you.
Well, look, as long as I have a place where I can eat and have a beverage, I'm fine.
Definitely going to do that.
I don't care about anything else, you know. As long as I can get a big, big giant plate of seafood, I'm good to go.
The water's brown, though. Don't think you're going to go see, clear water and all that. It's not going to be.
I'm cool with that.
All right.
I'm cool with that.
It's okay.
It's going to rain every day. I've already done the extended forecasting. It's going to rain every day we're there. So
Pretty much Myrtle Beach.
So we're staying in a condo. We're kind of off to ourselves, so it'll be
a
good
time. Have a great time, Dave, going to Myrtle Beach at the first time. At 52.
Who does that? You're going to get a text from me on Monday or something. I'm going to say, Woody, you were right, or Woody, you were full of it.
Send me a picture from your balcony.
I will, with a Corona bomb sitting in front of it. That's exactly what you'll see. All right. Where was your favorite vacation, Woody?
My favorite vacation?
Yeah.
Las Vegas, baby. That's easy. Now, you know what? Las Vegas won, but Memphis is a place I think everybody need to go visit. It's number 3 on my cities in America to go visit. Memphis, Tennessee.
I want to go there. I've never been. I want to go because of my two favorite things in life are music and food. So.
Oh, my God. There you go, bro.
They're in Austin, Texas, I've been told. I got to go to Austin, too, those two things.
You might be a little bit too old for Austin. Austin get down, bro. Especially when WVU playing up there, man.
Yeah, Austin is kind of the hip happening town. Matter of fact, Austin, I was doing some reading about it the other day, have kind of got this thing now where they're encouraging people not to move there because so many people are moving in. They're like, we're good.
I can see it. I can see it. Austin, Texas, is I tell you off the air.
Have you been to Austin?
No. I haven't been west of the Mississippi except when I was like 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Except the time I went to Los Angeles, but I don't count that because it was a plane ride.
Have you been to Myrtle?
Oh yeah, the last time I went to Myrtle, I was probably like 4. It's been 10 years. But I spent most of my summers in the other Charleston, South Carolina. My whole family, I have a lot of extended family that live in the Mount Pleasant area. So I went to like Sullivan's Island, Folly Island,
all those places. Yeah,
I love Charleston, South Carolina.
I got a couple good buddies of mine that one actually lived and worked in radio in that area. And he absolutely loved it.
That was me. I did that too.
Were you in Charleston, South Carolina? I didn't know that.
It's the best food. I think the best beaches. I love it. It's probably one of my favorite places.
It's nice.
I spent my senior week there instead of going to
Myrtle Beach.
Instead of going to Myrtle, me and my best friend we just went to Charleston just to have like a chill kind of time. We didn't want to go crazy.
That sounds fun to me. I'm good.
You've been to Charleston before, South Carolina?
No, I'm not.
Beautiful, bro.
Yeah.
You got to go.
I've been in the area, but I've not actually been there. I bet. Yeah. All right. So graduation. You mentioned graduation. And I brought this up with Pushkin and Millie earlier this week. Graduation is here. Any particular memories of that time of your life, high school or anything? That you remember? Yeah.
Oh, my God. My graduation was lit. Like, we was. Let me tell you.
This wasn't here, though. This was in
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. Tell me about your graduation.
I started throwing parties when I was 15 years old, so you know my graduation party was going to be lit. My mom worked at Lincoln National Life. She put her job on the line for me. I got these flyers. She printed them up for me, probably like 500 of them. So at graduation practice, because we had practice that morning, walk through or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm passing out flyers, man. I got a party tonight. So eventually, the wrong people got the fire, and the police came and shut it down. Actually, my party made the newspaper the next day.
Not everybody could say that.
Yeah, it made the newspaper.
But it probably,
I'm not proud of it.
Probably set you on the course of where you are now.
Yeah, no question. I've never been to jail or anything. I'm scared. My sister's a cop. My uncle's chief of police. I was scared when the blue lights came up. I thought it was my sister messing with me, but no, they shut us down.
How many people were there?
Oh, 600, 700.
Uh-huh.
We was out at my boy farm. It was bonfires.
So why did the cop, if you're not out there hurting anybody, did the neighbors complain or what was that?
Nobody complained. They just got word of it.
Okay.
I was passing out flyers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They just got word of it. And, you know, we're 18. We're drinking beers. Nobody complained. His parents knew, but when the wrong people get the flyer, I shouldn't have did a flyer. Now kids, they got social media. They don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, and they can protect who actually sees them on social media, too.
Yeah, yeah. So that was my graduation. I loved it, man. 1998. I think I'm coming up on, what, 25 years?
Yeah. Mine was 88. You know what my graduation consisted of?
What?
This is all in all seriousness. We graduated 11, 12, whatever time you graduated at that time. I went to Morrison's Hot Dogs in Logan. And there's a place called Morrison's, iconic drive-in. You know, you don't dine in. You have the actual curb service. They bring the hot dogs here. I had some hot dogs, and I went on the air at the radio station in Logan at 3 o'clock.
That was graduation.
That was my happy graduation. I went to work. That's exactly what I got. I had to be at work at 3 that day.
You got to talk about it, though. That
was awesome. I did. I get to say, well, how was your day? I just graduated high school. Now I'm playing the latest from, we'll see what would have been at that time. Summer of 88, probably like Miami Sound, Shigure Estevan or something like that's probably what I was playing. Nice. I was trying to think what would have been the big song at that time I was playing, but Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. That's not the Rick Roll version, man, the original version on record.
Oh wow.
I was playing that.
45 or
45, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just telling your age now.
Me and you're a good friend of mine, Kid Conley.
My man, Kid.
We were there together. All right, so here's a question I'm going to ask you, and I've already got some text here. If you had any advice to give to graduates, what would it be? And you can think about it for a moment. I'll read some of these texts. Just any advice for life in general. You know, I mean, doesn't necessarily have to be career, just life in general. From Uncle Woodrow, what would that advice be? Sears Monument Hotline is 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Somebody gave me a top five list here. They texted in. Top five realities for graduates.
Okay.
And it says this may seem harsh, but we need to be honest with them about the real world. Number one, despite what you've been told, you are not special. I don't disagree. All right. I'm getting a confused look from Caitlin and a so-so look from Woody on that. Despite what you've been told, you're not special.
I'm with that.
No one ever told me I was special in high school.
All right. Number two, no one owes you anything. Amen.
I'm 100%. With that.
Nobody owes you a daggone thing. Caitlin agrees.
Yeah. Not taught in high school. This stuff's not taught to high schoolers. At least maybe not my high school.
Well, it's, I think,
This post high school. This is
but
they're saying that they've installed this in the high schooler kids. My age, we didn't think like this.
Okay. Well, I think some do. But I think people of all generations do that to a certain extent, though. Number three, get used to hearing the word no without throwing a tantrum.
I'm good with that. Your son threw a tantrum.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Because he wanted a popsicle. I'm like, bro, 6:30 in the morning, not get a popsicle.
I want a popsicle!
Get out of my face, man. It's 6:30 in the morning.
Gosh, I miss so much not having kids.
You want one?
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right.
Number four, you do not start work at managerial level. You work your way up. Amen. I don't know who this text is from
because
it's anonymous,
awesome.
but they're awesome, 100%. Yeah, you start at the bottom and work your way.
You have to.
One step up from the bottom.
Right, right.
And number five, according to texture, you do not get a bonus, raise, or an award just because you show up. old guys in here. Appreciate that from the texter. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll get Woody's advice for graduates, Caitlin's too, and mine coming up. It's 580 Live. This word from Huston's Pizza. This month at your favorite Huston's Pizza location, get a large 18-inch pepperoni pizza and an order of cinnamon bites with icing. Only $18.99. Visit hustonspizza.com for complete details. We're back after this. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Crosslanes is an Eric J. Tarr family business. Speak directly to your local physical therapist at generationspt.com.
You want it? Click it.
Reserve it and drive it.
Buy it at Thornhill.
Buy it at Thornhill.
Buy it at Thornhill.
That's right. Getting your new vehicle just got easier.
Visit any of our six locations and get a personalized experience in preferencing your next new vehicle.
Tag one of our pre-built invoices.
Or let's customize your exact features with our easy built-to-order process.
All we have to offer with shopping ease at ThornhillAutomotive.com.
Tag your new ride.
Tag your new ride.
Tag your new ride.
Tag your new ride.
On a Thornhill Motor Mile.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of our seven convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Clendenin, Spencer, or Walton, and let us become your community bank. Visit us online at PocaValleyBank.com to learn more about our personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe, affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage. 866-GIVE-CAR.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
8 minutes away from 10. If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Bytel on the west side. Ask about their RX Bypacks. These are pre-filled pouch systems that divide up your prescription doses effectively and perfectly. It's prescribed by your doctor. RX Bytel on the west side. They are your neighborhood pharmacy. Woody Woods is here with us. We're just asking the question, having a little fun this morning. We started off talking about kickball, and then we went to him doing an impersonation of his kid screaming at 6:30 in the morning because he wanted a popsicle. But we asked the question this morning, if you had any advice for graduates, what would it be? Let me go back to this, though. I was talking about vacation earlier. Texas, Dave, you're not alone. I'm 48. Just went to Myrtle Beach for the first time 5 years ago, and to make sure you ride the Sky Wheel. I may do that. Dear Dave, don't worry. Myrtle Beach is the perfect beach for you. You'll fit right in. I'm not sure. It's like everybody is in on some kind of a joke that I'm not in on.
That's funny.
All right. So, all right. Graduation advice from Uncle Woodrow. We need to get the circumstance music going here. Can we do that?
Graduation advice for me is you are the company you keep. And let me get into that a little bit. If you rolling with 9 knuckleheads, you're going to be the 10th one. It is.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you are the company you keep. And sometimes we can change the knuckleheads, and somebody got to be a leader in the pack.
Hold on.
Okay. Is this the graduation?
There we go. Okay.
I'm going to keep it as background.
All right. Go ahead. We'll just keep that rolling as background music. All right. This is the graduation address from the Woody Woods. Go ahead.
So if you're rolling with some knuckleheads, try to change them, man. If you can't change them, get out. Okay. Leave. Find another crew. Roll by yourself because you are the company you keep. And my mom and dad taught me that a long time ago. And you might not have been there, or you might have not have did it with them. But if something happens, you're going down with them. So if you got 9 knuckleheads, you're going to be the 10th. If pretty much you got 9 successful people you hanging out with and y'all encourage each other and push each other, you probably be the 10th a successful person. So just watch the crowd you hang out with, man. And because it can hurt you or it can help you. Either way.
I'm going to agree with something that Pushkin said earlier this week. This will be one of mine. If you pick a job that you love, it isn't really like work at all.
Right. I never came to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never. It's something that's just instilled in us. Like, it ain't a lot of money, but we can touch a lot of people. We can help people. It's just, this microphone is a powerful tool that we blessed to do every day. So I never came to work.
Caitlin?
I guess mine would be, you're in charge of your own happiness. No one's gonna make you as happy as you can make yourself happy. So that's been my whole life motto these past couple of years, is in that moment I do whatever is gonna make me happy, because you don't know where it's gonna happen tomorrow, so you have to live every day as it's your last.
Okay. All right. Let me see. I think I got a text here. Text says, remember, everyone you step on climbing the ladder of success is who you face every time you screw up. That's pretty good stuff right there.
A bit of practical advice, though, and this really helped me when I was coming out of high school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know what I wanted to major in. It was like early childhood education, paralegal studies. I jumped everywhere. To every high school graduate, the first thing you should do, go to a 2-year community college and get all your basic classes. Get your English 101s, 102s, philosophies, political science. And then transfer to a 4-year to get your degree, because you will save so much money and time.
Okay. And another thing, and Woody, this is something that Mike and I talked about, and you and I are in the same basic generation here, even though I'm 10 years older, which you point out. our generation was told, college, you got to go to college. Right. You got to go to college. That was the dumbest advice ever, because there's a whole lot of people in college that didn't need to be there, including me. I went to Marshall, and I loved my time there. I loved my time. I did the community college thing for a while. I should have never have been there. Right. I mean, I enjoyed my time there, don't get me wrong, but I wanted to do this, and I was already doing this when I went to college. So I'm being taught by people that have never talked behind this microphone on how to do it. And so my point is we need people in trade schools. I mean, we need people. There's always going to be a need for people to cut hair.
Yes, sir.
There's always going to be a need for people to fix your HVAC system. There's always going to be a need for car mechanics and everything. We need these people, and they're going to make a whole heck of a lot more money. They're going to make a whole lot more money than you do, and they're not going to be saddled with student debt either.
Yes, sir. I'm 100%. The only time I stepped on a college campus was when I was getting paid to DJ there. I had a job in radio at 16. I started my own company at 18, and it's been up since. And I'm a trade school guy. Like, my daughter just graduated from college last week, but she wanted to go to college. That was her choice. It's cost me about $60,000, but it is what it is. But I am a trade school guy. You can get out of that trade in 2 years and come out making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, and no one can take that trade away from you. If you got these hands, you can do a lot of stuff in America, man.
My mentor at college, someone that I regarded as kind of my mentor, she said the smartest thing to me, which is, you don't go to college to get a job. You're supposed to go to college to get an education. That's the big difference. Because when you get out of college, you're not going to get a job from it, probably. Mm. Probably not in the field that you've spent the last 4 or 5 years studying in.
Attention philosophy majors.
You go to college to get an education. That's the big difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, and somebody told me one time that you go to college to learn how to think. God help us if that's what they're with some of the colleges we have now. But I mean, it's supposed to open your mind to critical thinking and to look at things differently.
I mean, the moment I stepped on a college campus, I met people that I would have never met in my normal life.
I agree.
I got to talk to people that I never would have ever talked to. I got to talk to people from different countries that I will never visit. You're supposed to broaden your horizons at college.
Okay, let's give your final 5 or 10 seconds here before we go. I will say this. Learn to smile, graduates. Learn to smile. All this stuff, we argue politics, we argue all this stuff. In the end, none of this really matters. You only get one turn around this circle we call life. Enjoy the heck out of it.
Better said. Also, man, just be kind. Be nice. And that can go a long way. Even if you disagree with somebody, you can still be kind and be nice. Shout out to Ray Whiting, too. He said good show today. So be kind and be nice to people.
Jalen?
Just have fun with your life, because it's the one time you get it.
There you go. All right, good
Myrtle
stuff.
Beach, baby!
It's going to be a funny post-vacation interview. We got to bring Woody back in here and get, like, play-by-play recreations.
Sounds like I may be back Tuesday, so I don't know. All right. I got to go. Thanks, Woody Woods. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
get signed up on that kickball league, man. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Caitlin Murphy, thank you so much. I'm on vacation next week. Jeff Jenkins on the show Monday and Tuesday, and Dale Cooper has Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm back the day after Memorial Day, which is the 31st. By the way, next week, Caitlin's my 2-year anniversary. I won't be here, but the 26th is my 2-year anniversary doing this show. Gotta go. We'll see you. We'll see you later. Until next time, have fun. Love somebody.
WCHSAM, W243DRFM Charleston, and W283AQ Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.